Wednesday, April 16th. Dear Nikki, I'm so upset right now that I could just scream! The entire school has seen that video, and now everyone is laughing at me behind my back. The CCP girls are giggling, the CCP guys are chuckling, the cheerleaders are snickering, the football team is snorting, the cooks in the cafeteria are cackling. I hate to admit it, Nikki, but right now, I'm an even bigger joke at this school than you are. I was really shocked to see you and your BFFs in school today. I thought you guys were supposed to be in New York City hanging out with your favorite authors in celebration of National Library Week. According to the latest gossip, at the very last minute, you and your BFFs decided to give your trip to Marcy, Violet, and Jenny so you guys could stay in town and work on the big book drive for the school library. Sorry, but I don't believe that lame excuse for 1 minute. The truth is, instead of enjoying the exciting sights and sounds of the most fab city on this earth, you chose to stay at school moping around hopelessly depressed, digging through trash cans, scouring bathroom stalls, and searching every nook and cranny in a desperate attempt to find that precious little diary of yours. OMG, I felt so sorry for you. I almost shed a tear. Until I remembered my mascara might run and goopy black tears streaming down my normally flawless face wouldn't look very cute. Unfortunately, Nikki, you're not going to find your diary anytime soon. Why? Because I'm sitting right next to you in class, writing in it. Like, how ironic is that? And since you're partially responsible for me having such a rotten and miserable day, I thought it was only fair that I do something special for you so you can feel the same way. That's why I tapped you on your shoulder and whispered, Nikki, I just saw a book that looked exactly like your diary in the library. I think it was on a bookshelf or near a pile of books. And yes, I realize that tricking you into spending countless hours searching in vain for your diary in the library was a cold and heartless prank. But do I need to remind you of all the shady things you've done to humiliate me? For starters, you cheated to win the avant-garde art competition. You're definitely an artist. A con artist. That sorry display of the tattoos that you drew was hardly what I'd call art. Everyone knows I should have won first place. My brilliant entry could have changed the fashion world as we know it. My cutting-edge concept would have allowed you and other fashion-challenged slobs to undergo instantaneous makeovers. Fab forever. Artist Mackenzie Hollister. Simply insert your head in hole. My Fab Forever Instant Fashion Makeover Kits. My fashions are perfect for the cute and trendy girl who was viciously pranked into digging through a filthy dumpster for a non-existent piece of designer jewelry during the sweetheart dance. A girl like me. And if she's smelling like 3-week-old dumpster juice and has a slimy, rotten banana peel stuck to her face, both she and her fab fashion can easily be splashed with laundry detergent and sprayed down with a water hose right in her own backyard. I could have made millions on this idea and become one of the hottest fashion designers in the world. But I didn't. And it's all your fault, Nikki. Anyway, I've noticed that you and Brandon barely speak to each other now that you've become totally obsessed with finding your lost diary. It must be heart-wrenching to see your wonderful friendship with him just shrivel up and die like a slimy snail on a hot sidewalk. It's no wonder you look so sad and depressed. Mere words cannot express the intense emotions I'm feeling right now. Except maybe... Yay, me! Sorry, I'm not sorry. But please, don't get too frustrated about not finding your diary. I have lots of great ideas for where you can look for it. Toodles, Mackenzie.